So welcome to the shortest show on The Fringe. It's called The Five W's. Who are you?
Oh, now? Now I do it now?
Yeah.
I'm Tom Allen. Sorry. I really messed it up. It's supposed to be quick.
I like that. Why are you here?
Because you asked me. Oh, I see. For the festival. I'm here for the festival. I have a show. Two shows, actually. I have two shows. Do I tell you about them now?
Where are you performing?
Okay, I'll tell you about them now. I'm performing at the Stand Comedy Club every day, and I'm at the Pleasance Courtyard on Thursdays through Saturdays.
And where are you from?
I'm from London.
Ah, okay. And finally, welcome.
Oh, thanks.
That's it. Okay, you can go get coffee now.
Okay, great.
Are you, Tom, like an anecdotalist?
I suppose I could be described as that, John. Yes.
Yes.
An anecdotalist, a raconteur. But I suppose, like, stand-up comedy is really just talking at people, so to an extent everybody is. But I've always enjoyed storytelling and sort of taking time to, spin a yarn and offer my viewpoint on the world. And you just sort of have to make it as specific as you can.
So the show is literally stand-up and your observations on what's happening in your world at the moment?
Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, the thing I'm talking about mainly this year is the way that we portray ourselves online versus the reality of how we're actually feeling. When, you know, there's sort of no room for anything but emoticons.
Right.
And actually, you know, it could be that someone's died and people send emoticons and you think, well, that's not enough. That's not enough. That's not the full breadth of human experience. And so that's sort of been one of the things I've been exploring.
Like a misrepresentation of yourself online.
Yeah, I think we're all encouraged to sell this version of ourselves, which is
like
usually
a house.
Like
a house.
Yeah, basically. It's very much like a house, particularly if you're from London. A lot of sort of kind of oversimplification and constantly being euphorically happy or disastrously miserable and nothing in between. And I think there's something a bit weird about it.
Do you have to kind of think that idea a long time in the past before you put it into the Fringe programme? How long is the process for a show like that?
You have to sort of come up with the idea sort of January, February time, really, because you have to put the title in the brochure around about that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if it's just a kernel of an idea at that point. It should expand from there, really. But some people, you know, will have it already. It depends on your process, really. It's different for everyone. My process is to put a title in and then... don't laugh, John. I do have a process.
See where it goes.
Panic. Yeah, I'd like to panic. Then I panic for 5 months. No. And then I start previewing in like sort of small new material gigs. And you start off with nothing, but it has to be like that. You can't, you know, you just have to go in and just see what happens.
So 5 months in the kind of planning, the process has been...
5 or 6 months, yeah.
On stage about 6 days now. Has it changed much?
And I think it keeps changing. You know, like every show I try and have a new target or a new thing that I want to add in or a new thing I want to switch or a new thing I want to work on. The other day I just added some lilies to the stage, which was nice, you can imagine.
Yes.
Very refined, you know. Just every time, just to keep you on your toes, really. Otherwise I think you go a bit mad if you just kind of repeat, you know, you don't just regurgitate the same thing every day.
And no.
I'm quite interactive with the audience. Like I give them biscuits on the way in. So it's a thing. And
any particular kind of biscuit?
Whichever are available at the pound shop, John.
Okay.
Chocolate hobnobs and...
I'd just like to know what we'd expect when I come
along. Yeah, chocolate hobnobs and chocolate chip cookies. So they don't do bad. But, you know, the fact that every time it's a different group of people who's in the room, so it's always going to be a different show.
Have you found the audiences have changed over the years you've been coming here?
Yes, they've got older. No, they've...
Young regulars.
I would say, yeah, to an extent. I mean, it's a good mix of people you get, really. Because you do get the local people and you get people who just come in for the festival. You get older people, you get younger people who are at their first festival. It is kind of amazing for that, and it's never really acknowledged. And it's sort of taken for granted a lot of the time how broad it is as a festival.
And have you changed over the years?
No, not one bit. I've stuck to my guns. I've resolutely decided not to learn or grow. No, I think I've learned a lot. I've got a beard this year. And
I noticed.
A beard.
I'm not sure. I like to play in the, you know.
The, you like, oh, you like,
yeah,
the
very suave, yeah.
Oh, John, that's a nice thing of you to say. But I'm sorry, I haven't got it this year. I would say I've learned... Yeah, a lot. You sort of learn to calm down. That's what I realised. I'm 32 now, and I think you just learn to relax a bit more in everything. I think when I first came up here, I was kind of quite manic and quite
excited.
Terrified and excited all at the same time. Now,
now I'm much more relaxed, and you just sort of, you know, you just take every day and just try and enjoy everything and don't get stressed about stuff. But that's in life too.
Yeah, so when you're spreading your web quite wide. I watched a show reel the other day.
Oh, did you, John?
I did, yes.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, so you're not just writing stand-up, presenting as well. Very good, may I say.
Well, thank you, John. I'm also on Loose Ends. Next week. I'm on Just a Minute on Radio 4, if you ever listen to that. I know it's different to this radio. And I'm also on 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. So I'm keeping myself on my toes.
Do you like the presenting?
I do, actually, yeah. Yeah, I do like it. Well, it's
You've
just
got quite a niche style there, I would say.
Do you mean odd?
No. I find very watchable.
Thank you.
Quite punchy with your delivery, and
I don't like to mess around.
No. Yeah. And interesting subject matters as well. Was it the body...
Oh,
body
yeah, the
shockers.
Body shockers we did a little while ago. Yeah, that was fun to do. Yeah,
the little date show as well.
Which one?
The date show as well.
I just think as well, everything's open to everyone. I sort of came up in a tradition where I was sort of given experience presenting things that were quite odd or quite different for me. You wouldn't expect someone with my voice to be presenting, because I'm quite posh. But my family, they're quite core blimey, really.
You think?
Yeah. They speak almost entirely in Cockney rhyming slang.
I don't believe you.
Well, they don't do that. But because nobody does. But I think, actually, you can, as long as you bring your own stance to things, it's fine.
Have you always been posh?
Yes, I have, John. I've always spoken posh, even though my parents don't. And I think the reason for that is that I'm gay. That must be why.
You're not gay, are you? I didn't notice that.
I say I'm gay. I hardly find the time. But I am... I am, yeah. And I think I've got more gay as the years have gone on, yeah.
Well, it is kind of nouveau riche now, isn't it?
Everybody's doing it now.
Yes, you know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of any advice.
just don't think about it too much.
Okay. Is the voice okay or is it too manly?
No, perfect voice, John, perfect
right,
voice.
Okay.
Don't worry about a thing.
And have you changed your kind of your attire? I'm not sure you're always smartly dressed. Or is that
no, I always keep quite smart. I always keep quite smart because I kind of like the idea.
I think we're on the same level on that level.
Yeah, I've kept that the same. I just think because it's like putting on a uniform, really. Or I just sort of like the feeling of dressing up. I think a show should feel a bit special. So I've never been able to do a show really in a t-shirt. It wouldn't have the same sort of feeling for me. So I like to. I like to put on a bit of a blazer or something. Maybe a neckerchief, maybe a brooch sometimes.
Mm,
oh, yes.
I'd like to catch on a brooch night.
Oh, well, maybe you will, John. Maybe you will.
So if I come to see the show, what am I going to expect? Sell it to me.
Well, you're going to expect...
you're not under the clock, so
Sure. You're going to expect me talking about the fact that we waste our lives going online, talking about trivial things when we should be talking about important things. We should be working out what we want to do with our lives rather than going online and sending someone an emoticon or going on, what is up? What is up? It's like, what is up? And sending people meaningless text messages with too many exclamation marks. We should be living our lives properly. That's sort of what it's about, basically. So, yeah. So, for people around, it's 5:20 at the Stand Comedy Club.
And I finish at 4, so I'll definitely be along.
Oh, great. Come down, say hello.
Thanks for coming in, Tom.
Always a pleasure.
Five of your favourite things to finish, if I may.
Five in the world?
Your favourite place?
In the world, my favourite place in the world. I have several. One of them actually is the Outsider restaurant in Edinburgh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. A bit in the window where you can see the castle.
Yes.
So that you can see the fireworks going off.
What table number is that?
I don't know. I always just say, I want a table in the window, please.
Okay. Favourite person?
Oh, my goodness. This is a good quiz. favourite person? My mother, to live up to stereotype.
Good.
Yep.
Your posh mum.
My call blimey mum.
Favourite time of your life?
Favourite time of my life?
Time of your life or time?
In my life.
Could be current, could be past.
I went to Latitude recently and I had the most amazing time. I think there was something about being around lots and lots of friends and lovely people and just laughing and having a silly time. That was fun. Yeah, that was a lovely time.
Latitude?
Latitude Festival, sorry.
Oh, right.
It's in... East Anglia.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's not that well known. I always think it's quite well known, but
Glastonbury's little brother, or something.
Yeah, kind of Glastonbury's little brother. It's a bit sort of posh. Sort of that's why I like it, I think. But it's sort of got theatre and poetry and stuff, whereas Glastonbury's just got screaming and shouting.
And the outside is posh nosh as well, so I can see the attraction.
John, can you see a pattern emerging?
Yeah, fair enough. That's what that's. Oh, favorite film.
Favourite film, probably North by Northwest, the Cary Grant Alfred Hitchcock
Epic.
Film. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably that, or maybe Brief Encounter. It's a tough one. Brief Encounter I quite like as well, about Celia Johnson having an affair and taking a library book back. Do you like it? Do you like black and white?
Yes, yeah. About a certain time, you know, on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Before or after supper, possibly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, maybe Brief Encounter, I'll go with it.
And as we're a music station, your favourite song?
My favourite song is a song by Elton John called Amarina.
That's
unusual.
That's a bit off the wall.
It is, isn't it? A big Elton John fan, especially the early stuff.
And what's that about?
I don't know. Somebody in an eiderdown. I don't know, I just always liked it.
You like melody.
Like what?
The melody.
I just like the melody, yeah. Right. I just like Elton John. I'd like to meet him one day. But they say never meet your idols, so maybe I should.
I'm sure he'd like to meet you.
Well, okay, if anybody can make that happen, I'd love that.
Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you today, Tom.
It's always a pleasure to see you, John.
And
thank you for having
look
me.
Forward to come up and see you at 5:15 at the...
5:20 at the stand.
Right.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.